This is the Nashville Fit. I'm joined by Henry Pyle, one of Nashville's most stylish men, and we interview the guys who are turning our city into one of the most talked about places in the country.
From chefs and entrepreneurs to graphic designers and whiskey distillers, these are the stories that inspire us to be a better man. The Nashville Fit is powered by Nashville's independent radio, Lightning 100, and styled by TrueMaker, built to fit clothing for men, like custom, but easier.
Hey, this is Adam with Lightning 100. You're listening to the Nashville Fit. I'm going to throw it over to Henry Pyle, who is talking with Vivek Sirthi over in Germantown.
Thanks so much, Adam. Couldn't be happier to be outside of City House here in Germantown with my good friend Vivek.
Awesome.
Listen, here's the deal. Everybody knows that it's important to be your friend. You know why? Because you know where all the best food and all the best booze is in town. Am I right?
That's just because I eat and drink a lot.
Well, and you have the number one secret kitchen, the hidden kitchen in all of Nashville, which is your mother's house,
yes.
Right? The best Indian food.
In town.
So, you know so much about wine, about spirits, about food. And you have amazing personal style as well. I want to know, how does style and food, how do those two things sync up?
I think both are expressions of people. And they can both be expressions of a place as well. I think so much of food is the stories that you share around it. But it's also the stories that you have about food. For example, people have memories of food when they have family that comes over to the table. It can be something that you have to celebrate really good times, right? Like when you had ice cream birthday cake and potato chips when you were a little kid. It can be a time, food can be around when you're consoling your family, right? If somebody's gone or if you're homesick, maybe you make something from home and you feel a lot better about it. But it is very much an art. It's an art that can be passed down. It's an art that can be an inspiration. It's art that can be transferable over different cultures and things like that. And I think style and fashion is one of those things as well. It's just another, I guess, outlet of art. It's something that can be very personal. It's something that can be inspired by where you've been, where you've come from, where you want to go. It's something that can tell a story of who you are and the place that you come from. So I think there's a lot of parallels between food and style. But
yeah, absolutely. I mean, let's face it, when it comes to a plate of food, when it arrives at your table, the very first thing you think about is, how does it look? Right? That's your very first impression. And I know, with my kids, I look, when I put too many greens in front of them, they're not going to eat it.
Yeah.
I could tell them that it's made of chocolate and they're not going to eat it.
Sure.
Right? So how it looks and how you look is your first presentation. When you're thinking about your own wardrobe, coming back to that, do you have three essential pieces, like your three favorite things to wear?
Yes.
What do you got?
So first, tuxedo. Tuxedo is awesome. One, it makes you feel like a boss. Two, you can drink tons of champagne in it. And I've even been to for an event that we do at the wine auction, it's called our Patrons Dinner. We do it before our biggest auction of the year. And it's a black tie event. But then afterwards, everybody goes down to Broadway. It goes to Robert's Western World.
All in their tuxedos, everybody?
Just rolling in tuxedos.
I love it. What else you got?
So two would be a really good sweater. A chunky sweater you can kind of wear in the fall. Maybe if you're with a couple of ladies going around, you can always give it to them, borrow. I don't know, but sweaters seem good fall weather.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And then I'd say the perfect white shirt. I'm a classic kind of guy, so it's a shirt that you can wear business, you can wear it if you're going out to dinner.
Oh, yeah.
You can kind of wear it casually at the beach, but just a nice crisp.
I love a great white shirt.
Hey, you're listening to the Nashville Fit on Lightning 100. This is Adam, and I'm about to toss it back to Henry, who's chatting with Vivek Sirthi in Germantown.
We're going to go on the shirt thing for a second.
Yeah.
One more second. We're going to talk about TrueMaker for a second.
Cool.
Shirt company, they have outfitters here in town. The outfitters show up to wherever you are. They size you up. They make a shirt just for you. You're wearing one right now.
I am. Yeah.
I can see it. So, with TrueMaker, their ethos is all about being a better man. Do you ever think about how you try to improve yourself, what makes you a better man, the things you do in your day-to-day life?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I have this motto that I use at the office all the time, and it's every day we try to be a little bit better. And that means, it's not about kind of the big things and overarching things. Obviously, it's good to keep some goals in mind and things like that, but kind of looking at yourself and looking every day saying, how can I be a little bit better than I was yesterday? It's something that can be very personal. It's something that can be inspired by where you've been, where you've come from, where you want to go. It's something that can tell a story of who you are and the place that you come from. So I think there's a lot of parallels between food and style. But
so you're a food guy. I want to know, is there a spot that you're in love with right now that you think the city hasn't caught on to yet?
I would say, can I answer that several ways?
Yes, you can.
So first, I think what a lot of people forget about Nashville is that we actually have a great collection of international restaurants. It's one of those things. I see a lot of people that move to town. You know, I mean, what's the stat? There's like 100 people moving to town a day, something like that. Mm-hmm. And everybody talks about, you know, we get a lot of national media attention for all the restaurants that are kind of in the main strip. But over on Nolensville Road, I think, is some of the most interesting food in the city.
Oh, yeah.
And what's interesting is it's really a reflection of a lot of immigrants that have moved here. So we have the highest Kurdish population in the world outside of Kurdistan. I mean, that's kind of cool. So there's all these great little restaurants like House of Kebab where you can get this awesome like Kurdish / Persian food. There's great little markets that you can go to that have really cool spices, different types of fruit, freshly made bread. I mean, just really incredible stuff. Great little taquerias, pupuserias that I love going down. I love going down that little strip.
Yeah, you can have an international experience going up and down Nolensville Road.
And you could spend like $10.
Yeah.
And eat at like five places.
And the key is you just have to be a little bit daring, right? Step outside of, you know, the, I love hot chicken, but if you can step outside of hot chicken and steak for a second, you can have some really, truly amazing food.
And then another restaurant, which I love a lot, is Josephine over on in 12 South. It's one of those restaurants I love the space. It kind of has this formal dining room, has a bar, has these communal tables. So you can go in super casual and just have like a glass of wine, or you can go in there and have this awesome, you know, like Andy does this 10 course menu on Fridays and Saturdays. Awesome brunch, great desserts, just cool vibe.
Adam and I are over here shaking our head. We're like,
I'm crushing on that place a lot. Oh,
man. Thank you so much for coming out here with us today. Yeah. We really appreciate it.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you, Henry and Vivek, for joining us today on the Nashville Fit. If you'd like to hear an extended version of this interview, check out the archives at lightning100.com.